With SRN News, I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. Iran launched a limited missile attack today on a U.S. military base in Qatar, retaliating for the American bombing of its nuclear sites. But the Iranian government also indicated it was prepared to step back from escalating tensions. U.S. officials reported no casualties. Qatar condemned the attack on the airbase, but said it successfully intercepted the short and medium-range ballistic missiles. Iran said the attack matched the number of bombs dropped by the U.S. on Iranian nuclear sites over the weekend. A military base housing U.S. troops in western Iraq was also targeted, but Iran did not claim credit for that attack, which could have been carried out by militias. President Trump met with his national security team at the White House this afternoon. The White House is insisting that toppling the Iranian government not the objective of the airstrikes. However, the president raised the possibility in a social media post last night. Today, Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt explained that the president was simply raising a question that many people are asking.
If the Iranian regime refuses to give up their nuclear program or engage in talks, we just took out their nuclear program on Saturday night, as you all know. But if they refuse to engage in diplomacy moving forward, why shouldn't the Iranian people rise up against this brutal terrorist regime?
With oil prices surging after the U.S. military action, the president is urging oil producers to pump more oil. He wrote online, "Everyone, keep oil prices down and drill, baby, drill." Police say a man who opened fire outside a Michigan church yesterday had attended services there a couple of times. His mother was a member. The 31-year-old had no prior criminal history. He was struck by a vehicle and then fatally shot by a church security staff member. This is SRN News. SRN's Michael Harrington reports on a Canadian church taking extreme measures.
A formidable black chain-link fence topped with barbed wire has risen about the perimeter of St. Patrick Church in Calgary. The congregation resorted to the expensive barrier after several attempts by vandals to burn the house of worship down. Canada is in the midst of a multi-year rash of church burnings that has seen scores of buildings attacked. St. Patrick's is mostly brick, and while the attempted arson left scorch marks, it failed to do serious damage. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Italian city of Matera will double as Jerusalem in the sixth season of the hit show The Chosen. The cast and crew of the biblical series traded their Texas studio for 3 weeks in Italy, during which the crucifixion of Christ was filmed. Matera also provided the setting for the movie The Passion of the Christ. Season 5 of The Chosen will stream beginning in September. Season 6 will air next year. This is SRN News. Abortions in the U.S. are on the rise, 3 years after Roe v. Wade was overturned.
A new report finds that the number of abortions in the United States increased in 2024 as more women obtained pills through telehealth. The latest We Count project for the Society of Family Planning finds that one in four abortions uses medications prescribed by a provider who does not see the patient in person. That is up from one in 20 in the months before the U.S. Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade in 2022. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
A search continues for two people still missing after six others were killed when a boat capsized on Lake Tahoe in California. It happened during a powerful weekend thunderstorm that whipped up high waves. The Coast Guard says swells of more than 8 feet were recorded at the time the vessel flipped over. More details at srnnews.com.